Online Podcast Episode 60. Hey everyone, hello, welcome to Online Podcast. This is my third attempt to record a show because I just sound so stupid. I was like brain fart everywhere. But anyway, it is Monday in the morning, and I thought since the last few shows I have been doing, posting most of my pre-recorded shows, I thought I would have a Monday update, as I sometimes call it, Monday update or Wednesday update or Friday update. These are the 3 days that I typically post my show, at least try to. A few things that I want to mention to you about is email from many new listeners. Thank you, especially those who are listening to me right now on iTunes or on your iPod or even the other iPod clients, but especially on iTunes, because that has really bumped up my traffic a whole lot, and I'm so glad I have Libsyn, because overnight, I probably mentioned this one other time previously, that the traffic, the subscribers went from about 60, 70 overnight to over 300, almost 400 subscribers, and now I kind of have a pretty steady 500 to 600 subscribers, which is a really good thing. And I have a lot of positive feedback regarding the Enhanced podcast. I will try to do a few more as appropriate, because I do not want to also just let go of people without or choose not to use iTunes and entirely let go of them. Even though there's only probably about 1% or less than 1% of users, subscribers not using iTunes for my shows. But I will not just ignore that, and I will try to post the previous couple of shows in MP3 formats. And what I'll do is I will create a new feed, a new RSS feed, and I'll mention that on the show, just like what I'm doing right now. So when I have that show, the couple of shows that I previously posted in the AAC format, I will post those shows on my online MP3 RSS feed. So what you'll do is you will subscribe to two feeds. If you are not using iTunes, I encourage you to subscribe to both those two feeds. Most of my shows would still be in the MP3 format, but if there's any Enhanced podcast, I will post the MP3 format on my online MP3 feed. So that is the way to work around it. If you are not, like I said, if you're not using iTunes, you want to subscribe to both those feeds. But I'll send out an audio thing just like this when it actually materializes. And I would like to say a very mention how thankful I was by the help from Walter from K9 Cast. I will also try to post those links that I've mentioned, K9 Cast. I also have this person, I don't know how to pronounce his name. Is it Gij? I have no idea. He is he's Dutch. And his first name is G-I-J-S. I have no idea how to pronounce that. If you know, call my comment line and guide me on that pronunciation. And thank you for his creation of the podcast Enhancer, which allows people to do Enhanced podcast much easier than having to do it inside Terminal, which is entirely not my forte at all. So thank you for doing that. And I would like to mention a few names. David, of course, David R., one of my very, very loyal listeners. Oh, I just witnessed somebody up in the parking garage trashing a styrofoam cup of coffee, what looked like. Though not the entire cup, it's just he's just pouring it. And why was he looking down? Let me check it. Oh, I'm just being a busybody right now. He just like fling it so that the coffee just splashed out from the styrofoam cup. That was weird. It was weird. Oh, wish I have taken a picture. But anyway, let's go back. Where was I? I was talking about, and I came into this room. I have a different conference office space that is a little bit quieter because my hard drives, I have an external hard drives. I have a few external hard drives that is making a really loud buzz and hum and fan noise when I'm inside my own office. So I'm out here talking to you in a quieter room. And I was talking about David R. He's fine. He is in Florida, so I wrote in and checked in and see if he's fine with the Dennis, the tropical, what you call it, storm coming in. And he as far as told me in his last email, he's fine. And of course, he and along with Chris, another very loyal listener of mine, whom I met when I was in Minneapolis, went out to a nice meal, and he even bought his dinner. So thank you, Chris, again. Those were the two subscribers who actually ended up donating to my show. And if you are having some spare change and you want to donate to this show, you can go to online podcast and then just click on the donate link on the right hand side on the right bar. You can do that to help kind of subsidize my or help me with the cost of maintaining the site, like the Libsyn subscription and all that. But you don't have to, but if you feel like doing it, I can definitely use some help there too. Excuse me. And let's see what else I want to talk about. A few other new listeners that I would like to mention. Aaron. I don't want to mention his last name, but Aaron from, let's see, where is he? I don't know where he is, but he said that he enjoyed the Mall of America sound scene tour with the Enhanced Podcast, obviously. And he also has an account at Flickr site also. So, I think I haven't checked it yet. I'm going to have to go check it out. And there's also, I'm just looking into my email, my Gmail account, which is freaking out right now. But anyway, and as you realize, the show is going to be posted in mono because there's no reason why I need to make the show stereo, because it's not a sound seeing tool and it's not crucial. And whenever I get to save some bandwidth, whenever I get to save some space on my Libsyn account, I tend to want to do that because every once in a while I want to post a higher quality audio show on the my Libsyn account so that you can get it. And another reason why I want to do my shows in M4A, which is the AAC format, is because I can actually compress it down to a really small file size, and I can still keep the rather good quality of the show. So that's another reason why I like to do my shows in M4A format. But I know not everyone is using iTunes. Majority of them are, but not everyone. So I don't want to just drop out doing MP3 format. So I'll keep doing MP3 format until we find a better solution. And there is... I definitely want to thank Jonathan Colton, who allowed me to use his song IKEA, which you heard from my previous show. If this is your first show, I encourage you to go back to the IKEA Soundseeing Tour as well as the Mall of America Soundseeing Tour. Those are the two enhanced podcasts that I have posted. And of course, with the permission of Jonathan Colton, and you can also, I will put a link also to his iTunes page as well as his personal website so that you can find out about his music. I really do enjoy his music. I bought his album from iTunes, and every single song I love. It's a very he has this little you know, all his songs, other than sounding good, he also is kind of funny. You know, he has this humor in his songs that I really enjoy listening to. So if you want to listen to Jonathan Colton, you can go to jonathancolton.com, or I will also put a link from my page to, from my show notes to his iTunes page. So you can just click on it and click purchase. And also want to mention that through iTunes, a friend, a sort of, we kind of lost contact there for a couple of years. A very good friend of mine, I remember when I first came out, he was one of the few people that I actually get to talk to. He was sort of like my mentor. And then he moved away. I moved up to Kansas City, and he moved away to Arizona. And we did contact each other for a while and sort of lost touch for a while. Then I think he said that he lost my email. So while he was searching around podcasts, you know, looking for podcasts in iTunes, he found me. So he left me a very nice message, and we're back in touch. And I'm very, very glad to get back in touch with you if you're listening, TJ. And but we'll definitely stay in touch. And hopefully, when you come back to Kansas City, I'll get to see you too. And then there is a guy named another Chris. He said that he started listening to my show also through iTunes and enjoyed the podcast and the blog as well. And he's actually working on listening to all my archives on my previous show. And thank you so much for doing that. And I will let me see if he's. Oh yeah, he said he's putting a link to from my show. Oh, definitely fine. Thank you for checking it out, and I will check out your blog also. You know. Oh gosh, I'm so sleepy. I'm sleepy right now. Oh. And, oh, this show sucks. And also, while I'm pulling up my email right now, I just want to mention all the people who sent me email. Pigazine. Pigazine is a Chinese podcast. If it's a Cantonese podcast. You got the Pig, you got to subscribe a podcast. You only are subscribed to my podcast. Hi to Pig. Pig means, you know, Pig is, I don't know whether that's her real name, but Pig also, you know, obviously Pig sounds like pig, and therefore she calls her show Pigazine. And I do enjoy listening to her, and she's fun, and she actually has what sounds like her own voice lowering down an octave, and she kind of have this conversation between herself, but she does it really, really well, and I really enjoy listening to her. And thank you for your comment. And she was saying that she wish she would have podcast enhancer software available on PC, but not yet. Hopefully soon, somebody will hopefully port that over to PC very soon, so that everybody else can be doing that. I wonder if, oh yeah, and there's another person named Gina, said that she found my site simply from iTunes because she's learning Chinese and she wants to listen to Chinese. 那 Gina， 如果你现在听着中文的话，如果你现在收听着我的 podcast 的话，那么你就会听到我现在跟你说中文呐。不过看情况啦，如果通常的话我都是用英语，不过有时候偶尔如果有朋友或者是话题需要我 讲中文的话，我讲华语的话，我都会讲华语。Oh, I hate this thing. The Gmail keep, you know, if I hit the back button, it won't go back to my inbox. Ugh, sorry. And, oh my gosh, so many people. And there's also Jill, I think. Oh no, it's not Jill, it's Gilbert. Want to say hi and found me also on iTunes. And oh yeah, he's the one who said that he enjoyed listening to me speaking in Hokkien because it reminded him of his nanny. And Gilbert, if you're still listening, I want to find out where you are. Are you? I have lots of subscribers in Australia, actually. So thank you, Gilbert, for checking out my show. And I hope people would spread the news if, you know, obviously, as described on my iTunes description, the show is mainly recorded in English, but there will be a ton of other languages mixed in, Asian dialects, languages in it. So if you know of people who would enjoy listening to this kind of show, go tell your friends about it and have them come to online podcasts and subscribe to the show, then I really appreciate that. And that sucky Google again is crapping out right now. Google Mail. Well, I don't mean it by saying sucky, but it's just not. I just couldn't hit the back button. And that's probably about it. There's also another guy named somebody from Liverpool. Oh, I don't remember his name now, but some guy from Liverpool who asked me about my microphone so that he can do a recording when he goes to a cruise, I think. Is it Colin? No, somebody else. I don't remember his name now, but I hope you're listening, and I hope you will post a message back to me and say how the recording went, because I really want to find out, because I do love this microphone of mine. I really should be doing a gear or something, iPod or podcasting gear link on my show, so that I don't have to repeat that same information time and time again, because a lot of people ask me about my microphone and about my setup. Oh, and before I end my show today, you know, thank you again to all my subscribers, especially those new subscribers. You are the majority of subscribers, but don't feel bad, those minority. I will, try to post the shows. Still in MP3 format, so don't feel like you'll be ignored or neglected. And even when I do my M4A file, I will post it on my other feed, and I will let you know more about those information. And I thought I would spend a little bit of time just telling you a little bit of my history, how I started my podcast, and actually that's just a brief history about me, myself. Since we have probably about 500 new listeners, or if not more, and you probably started listening to me just about maybe 10 shows before, so you probably don't know how I got here, and you know a little bit of my background through the description and maybe from my website. So I actually grew up in Malaysia. Most of my family are still living in Malaysia. I have a brother here in Kansas City with me, but that's pretty much it. Most of my family, my parents, my sister, my niece and nephews are still back in Malaysia. And in fact, my brother just came back from visiting Malaysia about maybe just a couple of weeks ago. And I am planning on going back. I just came back the beginning of this year. I went back end of last year in December and came back in January something. Went to a friend's wedding. It was really fun. I always love to go home and visit. My parents are still back in Malaysia, like I said. And I am here because my brother was here for school, and I kind of follow his footsteps and just came here for school as well, and ended up finding a job here, started working, and Of course, found a boyfriend, later became my partner now, for 7 years, more than 7 years now. And so I, you know, and pretty much I'm a, you know, permanent resident here already. That's a little bit of the history of how I actually ended up here in the United States. And why Kansas City? I decided, well, of course, I went to school here close by, right around the Kansas City area. And so, because it's cheap, it's the Midwest. Well, it's not only because the school fees, the fee is cheaper, but it's also because of the standard, the cost of living is not as high as the coasts, like the East Coast or the West Coast. And of course, a lot of people always ask me, why did you go to the Midwest instead of the East or West Coast? Well, that's part of the reason why, because it's expensive. And it really isn't too bad. I mean, I kind of like it here. Like I said, I would probably be okay anywhere, the East Coast or the West Coast, or even the Midwest. I probably will be okay anywhere. It's just because I went to school here, and that's why I ended up staying here. And I'm glad I'm here, and that's how I met Bruce in the first place, so I'm happy here. So that's a tiny bit of the history of why I ended up in the United States. And I also want to tell you a little bit about how I started podcasting. I honestly started podcasting because I'm a geek. I'm a mega, mega, major geek, and that's why I started podcasting. Oh, I'm so tired. I bet I sound sleepy, and the little floppity noise that you're hearing is the leather couch that I'm sitting on right now. Oh, I'm so tired. I'm so sorry if I sound sleepy to you. Oh, I hope you won't fall asleep. But if you do, you can always fast forward. And but let me go back to where I was telling you why I started podcasting. Mainly because I'm a geek. I like to use the technology. I first found out about it through Engadget.com, and I started subscribing to it. I was using the free version of iPodder X, and then started using iPodder X, the paid version. The first show, of course, that I subscribed to was Adam Curry's podcast, and you will probably find a lot of the show influence, the format and such is very much influenced by Adam Curry, and obviously for a good reason, because, you know, he's the so-called podfather. And that's how I started podcasting. I started back and I learned about it in September, actually, but I didn't start doing it until maybe in August or September, I'm not sure. Oh, Don and Drew also. And I also like Don and Drew. I still subscribe to them and listen to them. I haven't heard their show for a while, though. Let me check to see if I have them on my iTunes. I must have missed the subscription on the iTunes. I haven't heard their podcast for a while then. I forgot to subscribe them because I, you know, I've slowly moved over to iTunes instead of iPodder X, because I, you know, I kind of want to try it out using iTunes exclusively and see how it feels. And so far, I kind of like it. There are a few things that I wish it is a little bit different, but generally, I like it a whole lot. So I need to resubscribe to Don and Drew. I listened to the shows, and Adam Curry, and way back in September, I think, if not August, and then after that, I thought, Engadget posted an article about how to start your own podcast, and they kind of researched and tested it out, did a few trial beta shows, and started posting my shows beginning of November, and mainly it's just me talking about my life, just like kind of like right now. I would talk about what's been going on, and most of my subscribers are people who, well, I don't even think there's any subscriber. I started the show, and most of them listened through the web, and most of them are people that I told them to go listen to, my friends, my family, and I probably have about 3 to 5 listeners at that time when I first started. And then I started posting my show on Podcast Alley and other directory. And then I slowly pick up more listeners. And then I probably have about a very stable 60 subscribers all the time. And I have maybe up to sometimes 100 or 120 listeners, including those listening directly from the website. And that's how I started my podcasts. And of course, with the new iTunes feature, obviously it reaches to more people. I still want to find out more about other podcasts, especially those coming from Asia. I really miss the sound. I hope that there's going to be sound seeing in Malaysia, in Singapore, somewhere that I can really relate to. There are a few soundseeing tours that I enjoy a whole lot. Tokyo Calling did some soundseeing tours. What is my other favorite show that has a really good soundseeing tour? Oh, Hero. Hero from Japan. Hero is spelled H-E-R-R-O, Flom, F-L-O-M, Japan.com. His show is really good too. One of the ones that inspired me to get the binaural microphone is that his show, because it sounded so good. And those in Japan, I mean, I enjoy listening to the shows, but I kind of wish that there are some content created back in Malaysia or Singapore. I know there's Mr. Brown Radio, and I listened to the show once, and they have stopped producing the show, I think. I really wish that they would continue doing the show, because topic, the way they speak, and the sound surrounding them really remind me of home a whole lot, and I really am looking forward to finding out more shows in Chinese or from Southeast Asia. So that said, there's also a very good I've been doing podcasts for a while, and then Madge Weinstein came into the picture because I listened to Adam Curry, and while it was in Malaysia, this must be back in December, they were talking a lot about Madge Weinstein. I think Dave Weiner and Adam Curry were talking about how interesting Madge's show is, and so I started listening to Madge, wrote Madge a few emails. I actually was on Madge a couple of times probably, and just talking through Skype. And a few listeners actually found my show through Madge's show, which is great. Then Madge one day asked me, "Do you consider yourself a gay podcast?" I said, even though my show is not entirely about gay culture, gay issue, gay theme, every single show, it mainly is a show about me, but being gay is definitely part of it. And so I said, sure, list me under the GLBT, gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, and transgender category on iPodder. So I did have myself listed under GLBT category, and that's how I hook up with the other people, other gay podcasters. And just like Archer Radio, I'm not totally entirely gay themed, but definitely has some gay topics for sure, since I'm gay. I'm so tired. And so that's how I got hooked up with all these gay queer casters, gay queer casters, that's a redundant, all these gay podcasters whom we later somebody coined the term Queercast. I think Nathan did. And so now you can find out all about other Queercasts by going to qpotter.org. It is a playoff of ipotter.org, right? And since we are the Queercast, we call ourselves Qcast. Oh my goodness, qpotter.org. qpodder.org. I'll also put a link up on my site as well. And so that kind of brought you up to date to today. And it is still a developing community. The last I heard, there's probably over 60 subscribers on QPotter or registered member on QPotter. Not all of them are podcasters, users, listeners of podcasts, and supporters of gay podcasters are also, you can also register as a member on QPotter.org. I find that to be a really nice group of people. Very supportive of each other, helping each other. There are forums to help each other setting up their own podcasts or anything at all. And so go to qpotter.org and find out more about us, the gay podcaster, the voice of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender community. And that said, I'm gonna sign off, and I hope that you will come back despite this sleepy cast of mine. I'm gonna call it that. It's a sleepy podcast today. Anyone who fall asleep, you just listen to me. And if by now, if you're still listening, I owe you a big thank you. And I'm gonna go to bed. Not really. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. Thank you so much. If you have any comment or just want to say hi, I enjoy listening from you. If you are a new subscriber, if you're listening to this for the first time or the first few times, please email me and let me know how you found out about the show. Onlinepodcast.com is my website. You can email me at online@gmail.com. Or call me at my comment line, 206-888-JOHN. And that online is O-N-G-L-I-N-E. And that's kind of a stupid playoff of online. And since my last name is Ong, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to sleep. Good night, everyone. And don't forget to smile in your sleep. I'm so dang tired. Good night. Bye.